You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, family, it's time for our education feature where we will be speaking with Pastor Chambalama. We're talking about the role of religion in education, all right? What is the intersection of the two? What do they have to do with one another? And of course, you know that in this world where for some people, religion and faith don't seem to have any lasting value and the educational ground is constantly moving. So now it's an opportunity to reflect on the place and the importance of religion and religious education within the school's curriculum. So Pastor Chambalama will be taking us through this conversation. My Pastor, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bongi, and good afternoon, everyone who's tuning into this program.
Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate you making time to speak with us on this subject. Speak to us maybe about just the general role of religion within the educational setting. Should the two be separate? What benefit is there in having them together? Just speak to us a little bit about that.
Thank you very much. Maybe just to give a bit of a background before I comment on whether education and religion must be separated.
All right.
I need to just draw our listeners to the fact that religion and education are two of humanity's most ancient endeavors. You check that our history, right from the inception of our lives up to this point, it has been very difficult right through the ages to separate between religion and education. Both of them are of ancient age, and both of them have run for so long a time. Mm-hmm. And it is very difficult to separate the two. I need to also just quickly mention that the history of empires, the history of even the nations that we have, including South Africa and Zimbabwe and the rest of the other countries in sub-Saharan Africa, we seem to owe a lot to religion. We seem to owe a lot to religion. Our great people that we have seem to be people who have been educated through religion, or their religion is somewhat their education somewhat an influence from religion. So it is very difficult to separate the two, because as we look at the past, great men that we celebrate today were products of a mix between religion and education.
Powerful. Okay. So those two having been, you know, having been a part of our society for so long, since the beginning of time, how then do we move forward? Should they be, are they in fact hand in hand? Do they go hand in hand? Should they be separate? How do we move forward? Especially when you think about the fact that, so we have our Christian schools or religious schools, whichever religion one might subscribe to. And then we have government schools or public schools, which generally speaking, usually religion is not supposed to be a part of those for whatever reasons. So speak to us about that. Is there a benefit in having them run together, religion and education together, or having them separate?
That's an important question. I'm going to give you a straight answer, and then I'll still want to give you a bit of a background explanation to my answer.
Please.
So I think that religion and education in our schools must not be separated.
Okay.
I'm commenting because I know that we have faith-based institutions or faith-affiliated institutions, and we have public institutions in which religion has no place.
Yes.
When you compare the two schools, when you compare the two schools, I shall give more information a little later on in our conversation,
okay,
but the religion and education must not be separated. And maybe let me just say a bit more.
All right.
Check the history of education in the world. You will agree with me that, for example, when you look at India, most learned men that we meet in India were residents of Buddhist and Hindu monasteries. In other words, they were influenced by religion. Religion was part of their education processes.
Right.
Go to the Middle East. We notice that some of the great men that we have were learning in Islamic temples. They were influenced by those temples, and they became great men, and they became men of virtue. They became great leaders.
Right.
Check even in Europe, many of the celebrated big people were people who were given a Christian education in the past. So given those past attainments and many reasons that I shall share, I do not believe in the separation of education and religion.
All right. So speak to us about that then. You want to share some examples and, you know, the way that that religion has positively impacted education, the learner's experience. And I also want us to touch on the learner's relationships with one another, with the authorities, with the society at large, within a religious affiliated institution versus not.
Okay. Maybe let me zero in the Christian institution. Because when we say religion, obviously we talk about different religions. Other religions, because I wanted to also just put across the fact that I think every religion has a positive impact on education, whether it be Buddhism, whether it be Hinduism, whether it be Islam, whether it be Christianity. But I subscribe more to the Christian influence on the schools. So I'll just mention a few things that some benefits that one is bound to meet if they are to be part of a Christian affiliated institution.
All right.
For example, schools that have a Christian focus or that have a Christian influence give to students a moral focus that sets them apart from those that are in secular institutions. So if your child were in a Christian-affiliated institution, they are given a moral focus that you do not find if you were to go in a secular institution. And when I say this, I'm saying it from experience. I'm a person who runs a school myself, and I've been in schools for quite a number of years, even before I started my own.
Right.
I'm telling you, students from secular institutions, for example, are brought to Christian institutions to correct them. And because they've lost their moral focus, they've lost their moral compass, they've lost themselves, and they are brought to this institution so that they are given some sort of a moral direction. And Christian schools offer a strong emphasis on character development in the process of just creating a person who is safe to live within the community. They offer a strong emphasis in character development, something that you do not find outside your Christian focus, for example, something that you may not find in your public schools. So someone is taught the value of integrity, the value of honesty, the value of faithfulness in a transaction, the value of making sure that even if it's a business transaction, while you want to go in there to benefit, but consider others also. And so you are the value of being a law-abiding citizen. By the time they leave the school, they respect things that belong to other people. So they are safe, a citizen in the country, compared to those that come from a place where there's no emphasis on character development, where there's no emphasis on values that make an honest and upright citizen in the community. And I guess it's also very important for me to mention that in a Christian environment, for example, students are taught not just to be to be people of a proper character, but they're also taught the value of hard work, that for you to get what you have to get, you have to work for it. I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, by the way, and I believe in the Sabbath. And the Sabbath commandment says 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh is the Sabbath unto the Lord your God. So while there's a promotion for rest on the seventh day, there's a great emphasis on work hard for anything that you shall attain in life. So they are not people that are get rich quick guys. They are not people that are taught to gain by beating others in the game, but they are taught to gain by working very hard. So I would say that it is of more value, it is of a greater value for one to have their child in a Christian institution than in a public institution, where more often than not anything goes.
Wow, I love that. I really love that, because I think there's a lot that is lost, I think, when an institution focuses so unilaterally on the academic side. But having said that, though, I think there is a misconception sometimes that a Christian institution has so much other stuff going on with regards to prayer and Bible study and all of that, that the academic side is neglected. So I want us to do away with that stereotype. Let's talk a little bit about how that religious background and the Christianity lessons around these institutions actually impact the academic side of a learner's experience.
I'm going to answer your question in two ways.
Okay.
Number one, there's also a whole lot going on in public schools other than academic pursuit. And then number two, I want to admit there's really a lot of prayer going on in a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Bible study going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of community service work going on. There's a lot of remembering the poor going on outside doing your academic work in a Christian institution.
Right.
But I want you to know that in a Christian school, students learn not only about this Christian work, but they're also learning how to excel academically.
Mm.
I spoke of the idea of hard work.
Yes.
I spoke of the idea of honesty.
Mm-hmm.
If a student is taught to work very hard,
mm-hmm.
they are not working hard not just in their Christian work.
Yeah.
They are also working hard in their academic pursuit. I you know, I laughed when you were asking the question because I run a school
mm-hmm.
where there's a lot of Bible study, but I'm yet to meet some schools in our region that beat us in terms of academic results.
Mm.
So while there's a lot of Bible study, there's a lot of learning too. And once a person is disciplined and their mind is focused, they are better able to attain academic grades than someone who spends their time doing other things that do not put their minds to focus.
Mm.
So let's do away with this thing that they do a lot of Bible study, a lot of prayer, they will not pass. They check the statistics in the Christian schools.
Yeah.
You notice those Christian schools are doing very well and they are producing great leaders in the world who have been taught the value of hard work, the value of honesty, the value of integrity. And let me talk about honesty and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You are producing a person from a Christian school who is less likely to be arrested because they were taught to be straightforward.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Oh, no. I'll once again vote for a Christian school. Uh-huh.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And I know that this sounds like a very biased conversation. I myself went to a Seventh-day Adventist school, in fact, all my life. And I remember the high school that I went to, there was a lot of activity. I was in boarding school, so I was in the midst of all the activities, the pathfinders and the singing groups and the choirs and all of this. And a lot of times there was a lot of traveling. We'd go to this city as the school choir. Then next week, the school choir is going to compete over there at that music competition. And then the pathfinders are going for a camp. And I remember my parents asking, do you guys ever learn? Do you ever just sit in a classroom and learn? Because there's so much, every weekend you are out somewhere or you're practicing for another concert or an event here and there. When do you guys actually sit down and have class? But it was such a fulfilling experience. I would not trade that for the world. But as we're wrapping up our conversation, speak to us a little bit. You touched on the fact that, you know, we are raising not just great academic minds, but also citizens of the world. And I want us to touch on the fact that these are citizens of this world, and we're also trying to prepare them for the world to come. Can you speak a little bit about that as we wrap up our conversation?
The main focus on the creation of the citizens of the world,
mm-hmm.
for me, would be the fact that Christian education is creating a harmless citizen. Christian education is creating a hardworking citizen.
Mm.
Christian education is creating a man that is likely to be faithful to their wife when they marry them.
Mm.
A woman that is going to be faithful to their husband when they marry them. A woman who is not going to gain by oppressing others.
Mm.
A man and a woman that is going to feel for others that are in difficult circumstances. You know, even in the political space, if we had Christian oriented politicians, some of the ills we see in the world would not happen because you would feel for people. You would, when you get public funds, for example, you would use them for the benefit of humanity, not for your own personal gain. So these are the citizens that the Christian institution endeavors to produce.
Mm.
And such an individual who has been beneficial to society, who has been harmless to society, is an individual also who will make it to the world to come and be a citizen of the world to come. Because what shall get us to heaven at the end of the day is honesty, is uprightness, is integrity, is faithfulness. That's basically what shall get us in the world to come. Mm-hmm. So if we value Christian education and do the demands or the requirements of Christian education, we'll have a harmless. Do you know that one of the reasons why you have a security system at your house yourself is because there are some people that were not taught by a Christian school to respect other people's property. And if we respected that, we would have citizens that are helpful, that are caring, that are harmless, and the same people also will qualify when Jesus shall come to live in the world to come and be saved. Amen. Otherwise, that would be my view of this whole idea.
Amen. Amen. Just one final question. I know that there are some institutions that are not necessarily a Christian school, but maybe in their curriculum they have religious studies as a subject. Speak to us a little bit about the difference between being in the culture in a religious institution, a Christian institution, versus just having it as one of the subjects in a curriculum. As we wrap up, this is my final question.
A Christian institution is very deliberate about your spiritual growth.
Okay.
And religious studies is an academic pursuit. It may not have anything to do with changing your morality, changing your character. It may have nothing to do with that. I would vote for a full Christian institution, a Christian institution that values religion, or that values Christianity, because there's a deliberate intention to grow your spirituality, your morality. Even as they recruit teachers, they also bring in people that have the ability to mold and mentor students in the direction that will make them better citizens. So there's a vast difference between the two, and I'll still vote for a Christian-oriented institution.
Beautiful, beautiful. My pastor, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you coming through and sharing with us. Maybe for some of our listeners who might be interested, if you could just share in the next 30 seconds or so, just some details about your school, where they can find information if they might be interested in enrolling. How can we find your school?
Thank you, Bongi. So I'm a member of a school called Signet Private College. It's called Signet, not Signet. The G there is not silent. Okay. Signet Private College, located in Harare, Zimbabwe. It's a private Christian affiliated, in fact, Seventh-day affiliated boarding school. And you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on X. You can find us on Instagram. And you can also check out our website. It would be good to interact with some of the people that have listened to this broadcast. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. My pastor, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to connecting again. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Until next time, bye for now.
Absolutely.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.